Welcome to Kirk's Picks. I'm Kirk McElhern, and in this podcast, I'm going to tell you about something interesting I've discovered recently. Today's pick is Daisy Jones and the Six, a novel by Taylor Jenkins Reid. Daisy Jones is a young woman in California who was raised by wealthy parents when left to her own devices. As a teenager, she starts frequenting clubs in Los Angeles where she discovers the popular bands and singers of the time. A natural-born singer, she begins sketching out songs and eventually gets a recording contract, but the record label wants her to record songs written by other people. She eventually goes along with this, and a chance encounter with the Six, a band fronted by a pair of brothers, Billy and Graham Dunn, leads to her eventually joining the band, which is then billed as Daisy Jones and the Six. Daisy is beautiful and sexy, but, as was often the case with musicians in the 70s, takes a cornucopia of drugs every day. Somehow she manages to get by, and much of the novel is about Daisy and her excessive drug use, but she's not alone. The entire band parties hard, as was common at the time. Inspired by Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks, the novel takes a close look at the tensions of a band dealing with new success and the creative problems that a group of seven people face when trying to write and record music. It feels authentic as you read about the struggles of these musicians trying to make it big and the disagreements that arise as the band becomes more successful until they eventually break up. The novel is written in an interesting manner, as a fictional oral history of a popular band. As if constructed from interviews, each section, from a single sentence to a page or two, has a header with the name of the person talking and is in the first person. It could be the transcript of one of those music documentaries where you see interviews with band members, producers, and others around them. At time, alternating sections between characters read almost like conversations, and the narrative has interesting momentum throughout the book. This approach makes it a quick read, as it is all first-person dialogue with no description, though perhaps what lacks is a broader texture providing a background to the character's story, and some of the characters come off as clichés. Daisy Jones and the Six covers similar ground as David Mitchell's recent novel Utopia Avenue, which follows a rock band as they form and achieve success. And I can't help thinking that this sort of story is the new nostalgic period piece for fiction. The Cameron Crowe film Almost Famous, now 20 years old, is probably the model for depicting the life of rock musicians in the 1970s. This book is due to be adapted for television on Amazon Prime Video, and I wonder if the fragmented approach will be retained. Daisy Jones and the Six, link in the show notes. Thanks for listening to Kirk's Picks. If you enjoyed the podcast, follow it on Apple Podcasts or in your favorite podcast app. For show notes and links to my pick, go to kirkville.com/picks. You can support this podcast by purchasing items via my affiliate links, or you can sign up for my Patreon and donate a few bucks a month. Tune in again soon for another pick.